KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Umgeni Utugela Water says voice notes claiming that several KZN dams have been contaminated are fake. The bulk water supply says the audio on social media alleges suspects were caught in the act of poisoning the water in dams like Midmar and others that supply eThekwini. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo.
We dismiss these allegations as false and fake news designed to cause unnecessary panic and confusion among the public. The water that we supply to all our municipal customers remains safe for human consumption and is tested in accordance with the highest drinking water quality standards.
KZN Education MEC Sipho Muga says prisoners writing their matric exams deserve another shot at turning things around.
You still have another opportunity to change your life.
He was monitoring progress at the Isithubeni School in Southwestville Prison this morning on the candidate's last week of writing. Station Commissioner Mnikelwa Ngcele says government must continue working with them.
The founding fathers and the leadership of this country through the white paper in 2005 agreed that as a department we should work in partnership to ensure that rehabilitation, which is a core mandate of correctional services, happen. Education is one of those elements, key elements of rehabilitation and assistance.
The Southern African Development Community has extended the mandate of the South African-led mission in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for another year. The mission includes troops from Tanzania, Malawi and Burundi. It aims to counter rebels of the March 23 movement, or M23, who control over 60% of North Kivu. And Japan's minority government has signed off on a 2.5 trillion rand stimulus drive aimed at putting more money in consumers' pockets. The move comes after the ruling party's worst election result in 15 years. The October 27th contest saw voters deprive new Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's coalition of a majority in Parliament's lower house. It's understood they sent a message about high inflation and over corruption in the Liberal Democratic Party. The package includes handouts of around 30,000 yen for low-income households, fuel and energy subsidies, and assistance to small businesses. The package is the second in as many years, and to pay for it, the government will table a supplementary budget by the end of the year in the lower house. Severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail, and heavy downpours are expected in the northeast of KZN today. Durban, a high of 30, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 36. The top story this hour, Umgeni Utugela Water says voice notes on social media claiming that several KZN dams have been contaminated are fake. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.